Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowans 65 and older will soon be eligible for the next wave of COVID-19 vaccinations. Governor Reynolds talked about the second tier of COVID vaccination in Iowa yesterday at her news conference. It will eventually immunize more than 530,000 people. Iowans 75 and over, healthcare workers and staff, and residents at long-term care facilities were given the first batch. That second tier rollout begins February 1st. It will offer vaccines again to older Iowans, essential frontline workers, first responders, and teachers. Reynolds says, though, the state cannot open up vaccines to all Iowans just yet. The state is currently receiving 19,500 doses per week. Those numbers could change, though, with the new administration in place. Reynolds says the state currently ranks 46 for the number of doses it is allocated. And that expansion to the second tier of vaccinations can't come soon enough for Iowa. It's struggling to contain the spread of the coronavirus. Yesterday, the state reported another 1,708 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 51 more deaths from the disease, pushing its pandemic death toll to 4,445. And yesterday, 8 Siouxland counties reported 10 additional COVID-19-related deaths. The Iowa Department of Public Health says Woodbury and Dickinson counties added 2 deaths to their totals, while Lyon, Osceola, Clay, Plymouth, Buena Vista, and Monona each tallied 1. The deaths are rising even though positivity rates and hospitalizations have stabilized in Siouxland. Deaths are a lagging indicator of the pandemic. Siouxland District Health Department confirmed 24 new cases of the novel coronavirus in Woodbury County yesterday, but not the 2 new deaths. Based on state statistics, the county has a 14-day COVID-19 positivity rate of 11.2% and 179 total deaths. Siouxland District Health says 30 patients with the virus were hospitalized at Mercy One Siouxland District Medical Center or Unity Point Health St. Luke's, and that's down 2 from Wednesday. And labor unions representing state workers have filed a complaint with the State Occupational Safety and Health Administration, arguing the lack of a mask mandate at the Iowa Capitol threatens safety of everyone who enters the building. The Iowa Federation of Labor, AFL-CIO president, sent a letter to House Speaker Pat Grassley and Senate Majority Leader Jack Whitver yesterday, saying that their refusal to enact or enforce a mandatory mask policy shows a lack of concern about the coronavirus pandemic. The union and representatives from 6 other Iowa labor unions filed a complaint on Thursday with Iowa OSHA. Whitver and Grassley say they believe they are taking the needed precautions. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett. Now let's take a look at the forecast.